I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Lawmakers are weighing a proposal that could help people charged with less serious crimes from being stuck in jail before they're convicted. The debate centers around bail, particularly those who commit nonviolent low-level offenses and cannot afford to pay a bond or a bondsman. This sometimes amounts to a few $100s to secure the release while awaiting trial. And this year, Governor Daniel Malloy proposed eliminating most of those cash bails for anyone charged with only a misdemeanor. It's part of his Second Chance initiative.
We do believe that misdemeanors and people held on small misdemeanor bonds for long periods of time, that's a problem.
Drew Bloom is a bondsman and past president of the Bail Association of Connecticut. But he says the governor's other idea, providing every defendant the option to pay 10% of a bail set by a judge to secure a pretrial release, is more problematic and could lead to some higher-level offenders re-entering society sooner. Under Malloy's proposal, a judge would be able to deny the accused the 10% option if they're deemed a danger to society. Mike Lawler, Undersecretary for Criminal Justice Policy and Planning, says holding people who can't afford bail can lead to an unjust society.
More and more people are being held pretrial for longer periods of time, and it may in part be driving a system where the way to get out of jail is to plead guilty.
Malloy's Second Chance Society cleared the Judiciary Committee this week. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.